At the command of the Lord, it was born of his will by his word. You know, you must get this notion of creation right out of your mind. That creation is supposed to be something made from nothing. That's rubbish. It's made from God. Hallelujah. You see, it carries the idea of no God, this idea of creation. Something made from nothing, if you that's your definition. It all started from him in the beginning. And the light was born forth from him, because he is light. Now that's a marvelous thing. And you will know how God moved this in very, very wonderful ways all the way through. And then you will remember that Saul of Tarsus was moving on the Damascus Road, and the sun was shining. It was the brightest of bright days. It was absolutely light everywhere except in him, where it was total darkness. And then the light shone above the brightness of the noonday sun, and he knew there was another light. He knew there was another light. He never believed it till then. He believed that that bright light of Galilee had been put out. He believed that in the old foolish story that the disciples had come and stolen the body away whilst the soldiers slept. He didn't believe that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. Fancy a university man like Paul believing the rubbish that the disciples had come and stolen away the body whilst the soldiers slept. Hey, if they'd been asleep, how did they know? That's right. That's the first logical question to answer, because it was the soldiers that said that they came and stole him away while we slept. Well, how did they know that? They were asleep. It just shows how ridiculous atheism is. That's the sort of nonsensical somersaults it turns and tries to say that scriptures and Christians are unintelligent. But you know, beloved, anyway, Paul at least chose to believe that and deluded himself until one day that light shone above the brightness of the noonday sun and blinded him, and he said, "Who art thou?" And the light said, "I am the Lord, I'm Jesus." "Who art thou, Lord?" "I am Jesus." Glory be to God. That was a wonderful thing. The light is Jesus. He said it when he was in the world. "I am the light of the world." Well, that was precious. But you know, there's a wonderful verse, and I think you ought to turn this one up. It's in 2 Corinthians. I'm not preaching to you yet. I'm just telling you what the Lord said to my heart when we were singing. Does the Lord talk to your heart when you're singing? 2 Corinthians. And you know this tremendous truth in the 4th chapter, verse 6. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now you've got to have this light in you, in your earthen vessel, inside your body, he's talking about. That's the earthen vessel. Inside you, everything's got to be light. And it's the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, when Paul met that with his material eyes, he was blinded. You see, he was blinded for 3 days with his physical sight when he tried to see this light gone. That shows you how bright the light is. Amen. Is it like that inside you, dazzling? All light. Amen. Firstborn light in gloom declines in face of this. That the precious face of the Lord Jesus Christ is really glowing with the glory of God. In other words, he reckons he's home, because his face never lighted with the glory of God until he was raised from the dead and went back to his Father, back to the glory that he had with his Father before the world was. And that's the glorious light that shines in your heart, right at the very center of your personality, right at the very core of your being. There is light. And it's this light. And treasure that light. Treasure that unveiled face. Treasure this, because this is the only way you'll know your Jesus inside you. Glory be to God. It's not lights flashing about in a room, or blue light filling some dark place that some people get when they're being interfered with by evil spirits. But it's the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shining inside you yourself. Amen. That's all I wanted to say. It's how it all is. And you've got to have it there, because you've got to be added in the purposes of God in the end to that city of light. You've all got to be a part of that, you see. You're added to that, in that New Jerusalem city. It has the light and the glory of God. This is your guarantee of that. This is that. Plenty of this is that in Scripture. This is that. It starts here. You get it now. You see? It's in your heart. It's your guarantee. It's being sealed with the Spirit. It's part of your sealing. You should hunt up the things that are part of your sealing by the Spirit. You should search them out in Scripture. These are your inheritance. This is your life. This is what you're heir to. This is what it's all about. This is what the cross was raised for and Jesus hung on it for. That you should be here, sealed up with this knowledge in your heart, knowing that nothing can happen anymore that matters at all. Because whatever happens, it's there. It's already in you. You see? You got that, have you? If I said jump up, every one of you got it. How far would you jump? This is all part of it. And it's only the beginnings. It's the earnest of your inheritance. Amen. What a glorious thing it is. You got that, have you? Oh, amen. Let's pray, shall we? You pray. Let your light shine. Come on. Light is vocal, we understand. Amen.